Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. We've been talking this week about the Packers selling shares and people buying them for $300 a piece. And then lo and behold, there's a plan coming out of Chicago for maybe the same ownership model. It is the brainchild of Alderman George Cardenas, who joins us now. Alderman, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me talk. And let me just say, for the record, my team is filling potholes. We're picking up garbage. And doing all the other beautiful things that we do in the city for the city, for constituents.
Now, it sounds like you're on the defensive, like people already are saying, what's he focusing
well,
on this for?
You know, right away, we're like, well, shouldn't you be doing potholes? Shouldn't you be doing this? Absolutely. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can do a lot of things in the city we need to get done. So, you know, preface that by saying, guys, let's talk about this, because I think it's important for you to understand what has transpired from taxpayer dollars in the last 30 years or so. You know, to date, we've spent $432 million pay for these bonds when we finance the improvements of Soldier Field.
All right, so just to set the table a little bit, the Bears are, it looks like they're going to try to break their lease, or will break their lease, and
correct,
move out to Arlington Heights. Your idea, right, is that to have the city buy the franchise and then sell shares to Chicagoans or others that could help finance the deal. Explain that for me.
Well, I think we need to have a conversation about exactly what they're looking for. They probably their minds are made up. I understand. They want bigger and better. Everybody wants that. We built the stadium for them. We still have the liability. And really, we're not going to get anything out of it except, you know, a goodbye, adios. I understand. I'm just saying that for next time, if there's a next time, for us to think differently, but also have an opportunity to kind of talk about some options that we may have here in the city. Potentially, I don't know, even if there's a stadium, right? If we do build a stadium, why don't we have skin in the game? Why don't we have skin in the ownership? And let me say why this is important. Every time we get developers and folks that want to build stuff in the city, and they want the land for free, they want you know, some other financing from the public, you know, we become stock kind of stockholders or stakeholders in that project.
Sure.
For, you know, 20, 30 years, whatever that may be. I'm asking for the same thing. How we do it, it's how we're going to be able to talk and go through it. But I want people to kind of be open-minded about the possibilities. And more importantly, the NFL is changing. The game is changing. It's global. It's a global phenomenon. And we ought to have the little guy partake in this.
All right.
And why not open up like the Packers, but, you know, expand that to other teams? It was grandfathered, but why not expand it? There's an opportunity here to be able to do that here in Chicago.
All right, that's Alderman George Cardenas. And so I want to be clear here, because you seem to open up a different sort of vein in all of this. Is this about keeping the Bears in Chicago, or is this about creating a model that could be lured to bring other teams to the city?
Well, it's essentially both, to be honest with you, because it's frustrating when they're telling you that all these rules prevent you from doing that, prevent you from doing the things you should be doing, looking out for your city, doing the fiduciary things that you should be doing for taxpayers. And it's frustrating. People tell you it's just not doable. It can't be done. Well, it should be done. They did it before, and they should do it again.
Well, the Bears,
that's all I'm saying. You know, and it changes the game. Think about a team in Chicago that would have a different, different idea,
yeah,
right? Kaepernick would have a place where they could play.
Well, okay, Alderman, so if I gave you $300 to buy a share of said team, and the team just stunk it up, could I get my money back?
No, that's not it. No, of course not. Of course, you got to be a long-term investor in this. You got to go look for the long haul. So the idea is for you to, you know, over time, I guess, is to, one, you love your team. This is a way to support the team. And at some point, obviously, if you want to transfer the shares, if you want to do something with that, there could be a valuation to go along with that and cash you out. Sure.
So you could cash out in your scenario.
You should.
So that is different from Green Bay, though, because you can't crash out in Green Bay. You're just basically giving them $300 to say, as one guy told me this week, to write owner on your cheese head. I mean,
yes, it is a little bit different because that's a non-for-profit. I'm not saying it's a non-for-profit. What I'm saying to you is that the game has changed, and I want folks to think differently. 20, 30 years ago, there was no gaming. 30 years ago, there was no licensing for pot. We've opened up different economic cycles or different economic schemes for things to get done. This is one of them.
Alderman, let's be frank here. I think that the city government of Green Bay is a little more trustworthy than the rascals who run the city government of Chicago.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, you guys commented on that, but like the casino, we're not going to run the casino. And we would not run the Bears or the Chicago team. We put it in in a management team that could do well, and we would get obviously reports from that team on an annual basis, just like any other shareholder would.
But it is an interesting model if you wanted to do it maybe for a soccer team or for a lesser league, as maybe a way to get someone in here. I mean, that seems not outside the realm of possibility. You'd have to talk the leagues into it, though.
I mean, again, this is we got to start thinking differently because the same game gets played. Teams come in, they entice municipalities or governments to do something for them. Hey, build a stadium, you get the economic impact. Like, no.
Yeah.
That's an old, outdated model. We've done that, and it's about time we think differently and create an asset that has future value. For taxpayers that they're putting a lot on the line, and they should receive something for it.
We're talking to Alderman George Cardenas. Hey, I want to ask you about a Fox 32 poll that came out today. Said about 3/5, so 60% of Chicagoans don't believe Mayor Lightfoot deserves another term. The number is a little more, 68.4% of likely Hispanic voters. You're her floor leader. What do you make of those numbers?
I don't think they've gotten to know her well. We've been in the middle of a pandemic for the last 2 years, and anybody that's going through that can't be at all happy with staying at home and,
right.
and with the outcomes of wearing a mask all the time. I get it. People are angry about a lot of things. I think we're going to get into the campaign season pretty soon here in 2022, probably by I would say March, April, I think. And, she's got to get out there and explain her accomplishments, what she's done and what she's brought to the city and the financial stability she's brought to it. And you got to get to know somebody. I know her. I like her. I like her. She's spunky. She is a brush of fresh air. It's not like some of the other.
Who swears more? Her? Who swears more? Her or Rahm Emanuel?
Oh, gee. No, let's not get into that. I think.
Oh, it's just a question.
let's just say that it's lively. It's good. You should be passionate about the things you work on. So I'll say that much. I'm a person that sometimes, gets passionate, and like I'm doing now. But, the city is in a better position financially, mind you. I think we got our problems in crime. We got to nail that. But we're also doing police reform. We're doing a lot of things that are good that 2 years from now are going to look pretty solid. And, unfortunately, it takes a little bit of time and bandwidth to be able to get those things done.
It's Alderman George Cardenas talking about the Bears, the mayor, and more. Listen, I hear your phone ringing. It's probably about a pothole, so I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk again. So what do you think about that? The Bears being owned by city residents? 312-981-7200. We'll squeeze in a couple of phone calls when they come in. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Chicago's very own.